A week after Westfield Mayor Shelley Brindle expressed her disappointment over State Senate Minority Leader Tom Keene's R21 decision to run for Congress with President Donald J. Trump at the top of the ticket, Union County Republican Committee Chairman Glenn Mortimer defended Keene and made his case for GOP incumbents in this battleground 21st district. The Democratic Party at the national level seems to have gone very far to the left, Mortimer told insiders downtown at the Westfield Fall Festival. I think Senator Keene would make an excellent congressman, and I think he's always been a unifying factor around this area, the chairman added. I'm sure he'll vote his conscience and I'm sure he'll vote in the interest of the district. Whether or not that agrees with the president, time will tell. This area has resisted the GOP since Trump became president, notably dealing Republicans a local loss in 2017 when Brindle won here, and in 2018 when Tom Malinowski turned Leonard Lance out of office in the 7th Congressional District. That's the seat Keene wants to reclaim for the GOP. Trump's political minder, Bill Stepien, earlier this week announced the formation of a PAC to help Keene raise money. Up against Democratic challengers Lisa Mandelblatt and Stacey Gunderman, incumbent Republican Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick, R21, and his running mate, Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz, R21, are trying to buck the trend on November 5. John and Nancy certainly have 21st district voters at heart, Mortimer said. As for the fact that Bramnick is running ads featuring only himself and not Munoz, the GOP chairman insisted, they're unified.